So it was a really, really a great, great show here. You play like 1 hour and a half or something?
I think so, yeah. That was a lot of fun. It was a lot of good energy coming from the crowd. So it was so much fun to see everybody dancing and smiling and getting into the music. So it was really cool.
And how do you feel now? What does this energy bring to you?
It's the greatest high that is pretty indescribable if you haven't felt it before. So I think that's why I do it every night.
The experience of being on stage or in the studio, what are differences or what is?
Well, the stage, of course, is a place where you can release anything and everything in your own way. The studio's a little more controlled. You got work to do, which is okay. It's still a lot of fun, but that's definitely the difference. I mean, you have on the stage, you have an audience, and studio, it's not the same thing. So there's a different energy, but it's still a good one.
So for you tonight, it's just not work. It's like pleasure.
Getting here, getting on the planes, the trains, the cars, you know, doing all the sitting and waiting and the sound check and the business, that's the work part. So, and yeah, the stage is all fun.
Great. How about the audience? Do you feel that the Swiss audience is something different from the US audience or any other country?
Festivals have a lot of the same feeling for me a lot of times. Not to say that there aren't certain events that stand out, like Montreux, of course, and I mean, there's just the name and the legacy that goes with it, so it is hard to not walk out on the stage and look out, and there's, you know, Lake Geneva, and yeah, that's pretty amazing feeling, you know, so I think that part for me was definitely stepping out and knowing that, wow, I'm playing Montreux right now. That was definitely big for me. So, and then for the audience to be so receptive was just made it feel even better. So.
So maybe in the close future, you will come back here in Montreux.
I hope so. If they call me, I'll be here. I know the rest of the band would do the same thing.
And in the next few days, will you stay here in Montreux to, for example, enjoy the jam session, or?
I wish we could. That's the unfortunate part, is a lot of times you're in and out. But we will be here tomorrow afternoon hanging out a little bit, but then we move on to another festival tomorrow night. So, but we're going to soak it all up while we're here.
Better for you if you have festival and other dates.
Yeah, we're touring Europe until August, so and we've been here for a couple of weeks, so it's a really fun European tour. It's been great so far.
I have some question about your music. So there's a lot of different style, even if the energy is the same energy is here. What is your main influences?
My main influences. Oh man. Well, musically, of course, I've got a lot of different influences, singers and bands. You know, I love high energy bands and high energy front people, of course. But I mean, of course, I still love heartbreaking soul and blues and rhythm and blues, and thankfully, you know, I was lucky to grow up listening to it all. So I think I just try to take influence from, of course, the artists that I listen to. And then, I mean, what better influence is than your own life? And so I just find a way to express that the best I can.
That's a perfect answer for my next question, actually.
Yeah.
What is your first, when and how was your first meeting with music?
My first meeting, well, I grew up listening to a lot of music, but mainly because having teenage sisters that, you know, listened to a lot of the stuff on the radio, and I remember growing up hearing the radio blasting all the time, and between that and growing up singing gospel and church choirs, that was really the first big exposure. And it's interesting because when you're there, even if you're not listening to the words, you notice the power and the feeling that it gives to people. And that's really exciting. And I think that always stuck with me as a kid. I complained a lot about it as a kid because I didn't want to go to church all the time and you know, that kind of thing. But I don't definitely never forget watching people respond to music. And I mean, then you know, like, wow, this is a big thing, you know.
And tonight they responded to your music.
Yeah, they did. It's so cool, you know. It's that's exactly what you want, and when you get it, it just feels really good.
Okay, I have some very silly questions now. Very silly questions. The first one is it real dangerous animal real teeth on your necklace?
No, they are not real animal teeth. That would be pretty crazy. Wow. I don't know. That would probably be illegal to wear, wouldn't it? No, this is just one of my many vintage costume pieces. Every once in a while I'll wear them, but usually I break all my stuff, so I don't wear it all. One piece at a time, because I'm slowly losing them as they fall apart.
Too much energy on the stage.
Sometimes, yeah, colliding with guitars and mic stands and, yeah, sweat. So.
And the second one is about your hair, because I asked the same question yesterday also. Yeah. So what is your hair routine?
My hair routine, oh man, I'm actually really, really lazy, especially being on the road. A lot of times it's just a lot of water and oil and a lot of squinting my eyes as I comb and pull. And then I just wrap it up into a scarf at night. And that's about it. So it gets really dirty. You're seeing it where it looks okay now. But yeah, once I get home from, when I get home from tour, I treat myself to a nice deep clean and salon treatment.